Proclamation number 8420 of 23rd of February, 1963. Only through the work of redemption is divinization possible. The fact that you can shape yourselves into my children on earth is my eternal plan, which will also be carried out. Only the duration of this transformation is determined by yourselves. It has become possible through Jesus Christ's act of salvation, for you can request strength from him at any time. You can ask for the strengthening of your will at any time. For this is why the man Jesus died on the cross, so that he acquired graces for you without measure, and all these graces can accomplish the return to me. In order to reach the degree of childship to God, the being once created by me had to go through the deepest depths and, by overcoming them until its existence as a human being, reach a degree which it shall now increase in free will until its perfection, i.e., until it has assumed its original nature again, which I brought forth in all perfection out of my might and my love. But now my might is no longer the cause of your perfection, but your free will has striven for it, and consequently you have become gods, children from creatures. You have shaped yourselves into gods, as this has been my plan from the beginning. And in the only exceedingly short time of earthly life as a human being, your free will is tested. The time of your human existence on earth is but a moment in eternity, and this moment can suffice for you to perfect yourselves, for your transformation back to your original nature to be accomplished, if only you direct your will correctly. For this is not determined in any way, yet the human being will always be helped to direct it correctly. My measure of grace is inexhaustible, and every person can request and evaluate grace. He is not limited in any way. But the greatest grace is the redemption through Jesus Christ, which takes away all weakness from him, for to surrender to him means to be introduced into the kingdom of light by himself, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom I myself accomplished the work of redemption. To be introduced into the kingdom of light and bliss. For anyone who hands himself over to him now also acknowledges me, and he is forgiven for his original sin which plunged him into the abyss, and at the same time he is provided with the strength to cover the final ascent, to reach the final goal, to accomplish the change back to his original nature, which then is also the attainment of childship to God, the change from my living creation to my child. However, no human being can achieve this transformation on his own, without the help of Jesus Christ, for he is under my adversary's control as long as he is still burdened by his original sin. And for that long he will not be able to perfect himself either, because my adversary prevents it and does everything in his power to prevent the human being from recognizing Jesus and his act of salvation. And yet, this is only ever decided by the human being himself through his will, and earthly life is given to him for this purpose, because in it he can use his free will again. Because my will and my might withdraws and leaves the human being fullest freedom. But the goal is so exceedingly high and significant, for being a child of God guarantees unlimited beatitude, which my might cannot grant to the being which, as created, has not yet reached the highest degree of perfection. It is your own work which you should and can accomplish, because my love assists you, yet always respecting your free will. But love gives you means of grace in abundance. My love does not make any demands on you which would not be possible for you to fulfill. My love illuminates you, and the more you open yourselves to this illumination, the easier your ascent will be, the more surely you will reach your goal. For nothing else is required of you but a transformation of your nature, which initially as a human being is strongly self-loving, into right, divine love which is completely unselfish, which only wants to please and give and which the human being therefore has to let flare up in himself in order to achieve the complete transformation of his nature. And it is possible for every human being to practice this unselfish love. Thus every human being can attain childship to God, because nothing else is required of him but love. Once his original sin has been redeemed through Jesus Christ, his selfish love, the sign of his belonging to my adversary, has also been overcome. He is free from his opponent's power and will only ever turn to me in Jesus Christ with love, and this love will clarify and illuminate the soul. This love will grow and completely fill the soul, and now the change back is also accomplished and I have reached my goal. Amen.